This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
As a captain, you have to lead. Doesn't matter what the result was, we have to get better every day, and that's my mindset. And you know, tough nights here and there, you just gotta battle. There's no quitting ever, so yeah, you just gotta grind.
Rasmus Dahlin, eventful night last night for him. The Sabres lose in overtime to Montreal. Maybe could have used a save on that one, by the way. I haven't made that point today. Not a great job there on the winner.
No.
Does the puck go under his pad?
I think it didn't look
like there was room between the skate and the post.
Yeah, I don't. It just is not a shot that should ever have gone in. Yeah, along the ice like that. So yeah, I think it went under him. I think
that's a stick save sometimes, even, right?
Yeah. I don't know, man. That was bad. He had a tough night. I mean, they did not give up a lot, despite falling down 3-0. I think the expected goals in the game were like 6 point something to 2 point something in favor of the Sabres. So
I'm about had it with expected goals.
It was not a great night for Reimer, but still, I mean, man.
The Sabres would be waltzing to their fifth cup in a row with expected goals. I'm just venting. I counted every team's playoff games for the last 13 years. By the way, everybody else is, well, not everybody else, but 16 of these teams are going up from that. The Sabres are almost definitely not from their zero. NHL playoff games last 13 years. Went through, counted every team. And tweeted it with the, you like the little trophies?
I like the trophies a lot, yes.
Threw some trophies in there. And I'm just going through like Hockey Reference team by team and just going back to 2011-12, the first year of this Sabres drought. And I would click on that team's, you know, page, right? Which it would have right near the top of the page each of their playoff series. And that's as far as I would go. But you would see head coach. Like that's right up there at the top of the reference sites always is head coach and, you know, record. And some of the names of people who have coached in the league since the Sabres last made the playoffs, like Randy Cunnyworth was the head coach of the Montreal Canadiens that season, 11-12. So pop-up Canadiens, and then like, Randy Cunnyworth, okay, sure. And then, you know, each year's playoff games. Ron Wilson coached the Leafs
right
when the Sabres drought started. I wanted to get somebody like more amazing because today I went back into it and I was quickly sort of bored. But I went back and like did some of this again today, not resting on the laurels of the original tweet with all the totals. Right. And these guys are not correct. Or maybe, no, Pat Quinn, the late Pat Quinn is not correct.
Right.
Hitchcock is.
Right, sure.
But I remembered today, I guess, if I ever really knew it, that Quinn and Hitchcock both finished their coaching careers, assuming Hitchcock's is done, coaching one season in Edmonton.
Boy, I don't remember Quinn in Edmonton at all.
Yep.
What, you don't happen to know offhand what year he's there?
I don't know, 10 maybe?
Man, I don't remember him there at all. Wow, that's really something.
So just like the names You know, like it's almost a generation.
Right. Good Lord. Yeah, I'm over here waiting for, like, I don't know, Marcel Pronovost to show up or something. It's not been that long.
If the Sabres won the next six Stanley Cups, they would not pass Tampa on this list.
Even if Tampa was standing still?
Well, it's 142 to nothing. I'm gonna sweep a couple of these series. I'm good enough to run a six-cup dynasty. Starting next year, of course. Right. I wouldn't be that greedy as to say this year. I'm not getting to the right. Arbitrary number, I admit. It's not 14 years. If it were 14 years, I'd have seven. Because 14 years, that's the last Sabres playoff series against the Flyers. That was a seven-game series.
Mm-hmm.
With Brad Boyes scoring their still most recent playoff goal.
After being a disaster of a trade acquisition at the deadline. Not scoring at all until then. That's right? He did not score a single goal for them? In the stretch run, and then I think he scored in that game. That's how I remember Brad Boyes. But that could be...
He at least almost never scored.
Okay. That could be my... I think the following year, because he was still here. Remember, they got him and he had another year. And that would be different. But that year, I don't think he scored until that playoff game.
He did score in the regular season. Five.
That year or the following year?
No, that year.
Okay.
And his only point of the playoff series was the last goal against the Flyers.
So it's not 5-2. So it is my bias is showing. I'm angry at them, so I want it to be that he didn't score at all after the trade leading into those playoffs. But five goals is pretty good on a stretch run, actually.
It is pretty good. We'll have pregame at 6. It sounds like maybe Paul will not be able to join us for the start of the pregame show, which would remove there being any chance of, for the second night in a row, playing Name That Slither.
Right. Although I don't think they would get Slither tonight. There's probably a band. It's Bill's night, and I'm friends with the guy. There's a trio that play at the home games, like not just in a lot, like at outside the Bills store. It's like a Bills promoted thing. They're called the Believers, and three of those dudes were a part of this Tom Petty thing I was involved in the last two weekends. And I texted the drummer, you know, it's Bills night. Did they book the Believers for the arena? Because they have a band in there. He didn't even know what I was talking about. Sure there will be a band. Just not them. Which is too bad.
And we won't know who it is.
No, because we won't
turn the mic on.
Yeah.
Or we could.
I suppose we could, yeah.
Just talk over the music like we do when he's with us, basically. Right. We could do that.
And he's fine. He was hung up in travel delays getting back from Montreal is what's going on there. So not to worry. The last time Paul wasn't where he was supposed to be for one of these pregame shows, I was in a panic about it. I said so on the air. Like, where is Paul? He's never not there. Like, oh, my gosh. But he was actually stuck in traffic, which is kind of what's happening again today to him. Anyway.
Unfortunately.
Yep.
We'll take a break, come back, and get closer to pregame coverage, Sabres and Sharks, starting at 6. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.